Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, the game alongside Junie Riddle today. Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hard to believe, in just a few weeks, the Vanderbilt Commodores open their season at Dudley Field against Hawaii here in Nashville. And, of course, you can hear that right here on your new home for the Commodores, 102.5, 106.3, the game. The man that will be on the call, Andrew Allegretta, joins us now. Andrew, what's up, my friend? How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on, guys?
I'm just counting down the days because, I mean, we got NFL preseason tonight, but, I mean, you got live bullets coming up on August 26th, I guess technically week zero, but Vandy will host Hawaii as they continue that series with them. But I know you've been at practices over the course of the last week or so. How's the squad looking to this point?
Yeah, on my way to practice as we speak. Squad looks, I think, pretty solid. It's always difficult to truly get that perfect, accurate gauge when you're going against yourself and you think you have X, but you don't really have anything to compare it to. I would give you, as I was thinking about it, Chase, kind of two positions to underline throughout the course of spring ball that have really impressed. One's probably not a surprise. One probably is. The wide receivers look great. I think there's a lot of depth there. And it's not just Will Shepard, who could be one of the better wide receivers in the conference. You've got guys down the list, including local products that have been very, very good, whether it's Junior Cheryl out of Lipscomb or you've had Humphreys do a really good job out of CPA. Plus, there's a kid by the name of Richie Hoskins who's really impressing. He's kind of a slot wide receiver. I think they've got a lot of depth at that particular position. And then the defensive line has been pretty darn good as well. They've moved a few guys around. Nate Clifton has been a defensive end the past couple of years. He's on the inside of the line this year out of Brentwood Academy. He's been really good. His speed is kind of shining through on the inside. So, yeah, if that defensive line can be what they have shown so far in the preseason, that changes a lot for the defense.
Everything starts and ends at the quarterback position, as we know. A.J. Swan really impressed in his freshman year, but I'm always curious to see that leap between year one and year two. And like you said, it's just practice, but what have you seen out of A.J. to this point?
It's almost like you read my column on the website, Chase, which I kind of was curious about the same thing too, right? To me, it's akin to whether it's Enrique Bradfield here from a couple of years ago or insert baseball player here who bursts onto the scene and can hit the fastball and then everybody else goes, okay, we'll throw him a curveball now. He's going to have a big highlighter around his name coming up this season. I think there's probably two things that give me a lot of confidence within it. First off is AJ's confidence. Like I said this in the column that I wrote for the website, but I'll say it again. Like, don't get it twisted with some of these guys. They're elite athletes. They've been elite athletes for a long time, multiple sports usually. They've got a lot of confidence in themselves. I mean, AJ started SEC games as a freshman. His first start was at Alabama. He believes in himself. So that's a good thing because you're going to get thrown some stuff that you're going to have to deal with, and you have to have confidence to play through it. And the second is he's humble enough to raise his hand and ask for help, which is something he was going through earlier in camp where he was struggling with some accuracy issues, raised his hand, asked for help from Joey Lynch, and they started to get that corrected. I would throw this as like a little aside of the conversation, which I learned talking to these guys, is you don't – it's almost like a golfer to an extent, maybe, or I don't know what the perfect comparison is, Chase, but you don't always talk about mechanics with quarterbacks. For the risk of screwing them up. It's like these guys have had this throwing motion for their entire life. So you're more talking about, as a quarterback coach, coverages and the offense. And you don't really sit there and break down their mechanics. And the fact that AJ would said, my mechanics are off, please help me, is a sign of his humbleness to get stuff fixed and play at his top potential.
Talking to Andrew Allegretta, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. And you know, Ken Seals too is an interesting one. Didn't see game action last year, but he's somebody that I've kind of paid attention to as well of how he fits into all of this. So, what have you seen from him?
I think the best thing, Chase, about all of this is unlike last year, you had two quarterbacks last year with completely divergent styles. And I'm not taking anything away from Mike Wright. He obviously was huge in helping us get those two victories versus Kentucky and Florida. Tremendous player, more of an athlete, runner, made a few things happen with his arm. But AJ and Ken are very similar. So you could really hone in on the style of offense that you want to run if your offensive coordinator, Joey Lynch. And if for some reason AJ gets hurt, which again, he had injuries last year with concussions, like they're going to have to be mindful of that. And he's got to show some durability. That's AJ. But you got someone waiting that had nearly a 2,000-yard season a couple of years ago during the COVID season and plays just like your starter. That's kind of a reassuring thing for everybody on offense, that you can kind of go in to a situation, if AJ were to go down, where you can play the same way.
We're talking to Andrew Allegretta, voice of Vanderbilt football and baseball. Andrew, you know, Vanderbilt finished strong in football last year and was one game away from making a bowl. I'm looking at the schedule to open up the season this year, and there's a lot of favorable matchups. Would you say this is one of the more exciting Vanderbilt teams going into the season that fans are anticipating for this year?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I would concede frequently that I don't have all of the context to, you know, back when the Franklin years were cooking there for a couple of seasons. But there's a lot of optimism. I would also, in part because I think I recognize where the fan base is mentally, probably some trepidation going into it. It's like, you know, a little bit of Lucy dropping the football down and is she going to pull it away from Charlie Brown? I get that. Because you've got a schedule that lines up through six games where if everything lines up, you could win them all. Having said that, I don't know. I've got no earthly idea. But the potential and the optimism is there. And I would tell you, not just trying to, you know, be the guy that sings the praises from the inside, there's a lot of confidence internally. And there's a lot of confidence that they can do damage in just about every game on their schedule. And, you know, I think if you got them in a moment of honesty, they would recognize what the Georgia matchup presents to them. But outside of that, I don't really think that this group is going to go into games unsure about their ability to win. And that is straight from the top. That is Clark Lee. That is Clark after practice every day reminding these guys, make decisions. And this is a quote. He told him after practice one day, make decisions to help the team play 13, 14, or 15 games. That's where they are mentally. He didn't say 12. He said 13, 14, or 15. So I know that they go into this season way more confident than a lot of people externally would think about them.
Now, Andrew, I'm not from Nashville, but from an outsider perspective, you know, I feel like nowadays Vanderbilt is kind of taking a turn when it comes to their athletics. They're making improvements to the stadium. You know, they're adding more resources to boost the athletic programs. But we've seen a lot of change in college football the past week. How has Vanderbilt reacted to this, and what is kind of their game plan going forward to adjust to this new college football climate?
Wow. Gigantic, extra, extra large question. I think the first thing that gets underscored when all of this stuff happens is, again, just to take what Clark Lee is saying, Vanderbilt is pretty happy that it's a charter member of the SEC. And nothing is promised and nothing is guaranteed for forever, right? No one would have thought the Pac-12 or 10 or whatever would have twisted the way that it did. So nothing is guaranteed, but in today's climates, to be a member of the Southeastern Conference provides you stability that other places aren't so fortunate to have. So I think you start with that. And then from there, I think Vanderbilt, and I say this like with love and with care, I think Vanderbilt has a sense of self and a sense of identity these days about how it wants to achieve athletically. And you've seen that with investments to the facilities. You've seen that with investments toward the Anchor Impact Fund, which is Vanderbilt's collective, which didn't have to get shut down for IRS purposes like Texas A&M, we've got a sense of self. And that, I actually think, is a really good thing. It doesn't guarantee victories, but it does mean that you're not bouncing around and making knee-jerk reactions every time something around you happens. That doesn't mean you're not aware. Candace is very aware. Clark is very aware of the landscape as it shifts and what he's got to deal with from a recruiting standpoint and what Candace has to deal with from an administrative standpoint. But when you've got a sense of self, you don't have to react in a flailing sort of way. You can stay true to who you are, and I think Vanderbilt probably has always had that. But the sense of self that Candace and Clark Lee and Chancellor Diermeier have brought is one of conviction toward excellence on the field. So they know how they want to do it, and they don't need to be quite as reactive, perhaps, as other places.
Andrew, appreciate the time as always. Again, just a few weeks away from kickoff against Hawaii and also being here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. So really looking forward to it. Thanks for doing this today.
As always, Chase.
All right, Andrew Allegretta joining us. A little preview of the Commodores. They'll be on the practice field here in just a little bit, but a lot of interesting discussion, and as Junie brought up, with college football. And I think it's appropriate to ask anybody involved in college sports about the landscape. You know, I was at MTSU yesterday. Rick Stockstill, their head coach, talked about it. Chris Massaro, their athletic director, talked about it. But Greg Sankey has made some interesting comments on the Paul Feinbaum show. We'll discuss that next, and I'm going to be honest, my BS meter's out. Is on a little bit. It's Chase McCabe, Junie Riddle in today. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.